And actually, in breast, they're doing that in adjuvant, which I think is the first time I've seen that. And just to finish out on adjuvant, we were talking about selection of therapy. But what about the selection of patients to be treated, and specifically the 1Bs? And I was curious what your take on the recent paper that came out with the ASCO guidelines or approaches to adjuvant therapy in general, and specifically related to that issue.
Well, you know, at the end on the ECOG 1505, they took the 1Bs that are larger than 4 centimeters because of the subset analysis. Yeah, that's a tough thing because the CLGB study initially was positive and then was negative, as you know. My take is that that's a not very large study either, and maybe with more patients it would be positive. You know, that's the thing that we always... That study is not very large.
I thought it was kind of weird, as I understood it, that at one point they stopped it because it was too positive, and then the trial turned out to be negative. It just, I kind of wonder about what the stopping rules were or what happened.
Yeah.
What was your take on that?
My take was one of, I don't understand what's going on, but I look at the total number of patients, and I'm not a statistician, but I see all the time these big trials. And it seems to me that in the world of big trials, this is not such a big trial. Therefore, it may be that there is a signal there, but because of the number of patients is not big enough, we are losing. But in any case, patient with 1B comes to you, what you have to do with a patient like this is tell, listen, the best evidence for adjuvant is 2 and 3A. There may be that in 1Bs also it helps, and probably in the 1Bs more than 4 centimeters. But all these are really things that we have organized in this very structured world, and today we believe that's the way, that's the policy. I think if you are very honest with patients, actually, that some of them are going to say they want adjuvant therapy, even with 1B less than 4 centimeters. I mean, if you're 3.5 centimeters, something like that, come on, what's the... So, and I have given chemotherapy adjuvant to people like that. And I don't have much of a problem.